All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a new episode of the Talking Animals podcast, where we talk about the wildest of topics. Once again, our leader, Mr. Carnegie Wise, is unable to join us this evening, so Lamp will be taking over again. We got a nice, exciting episode, and tonight we got the good double on here with us. We got Big Cat Cheetah.
Hey.
We got Warren on his return visit, as well as Beezy. So we're going to go ahead and get to it, and we're going to start with the very first topic, which tonight, our first topic, we're going to talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine and how somehow he seems to get probation for a case that literally seemed like he was going to get a lot of jail time, being labeled as a sexual predator. So Beezy, seeing as though you are 12, we're going to let you go ahead and kick us off.
I didn't think he was going to get jail time, to be honest, because he had already went to court for that case and was already sentenced to probation, but apparently he was going back because he had violated his probation by getting into, I think, the altercation in Texas or LA, wherever that was, and then something else he got involved in, which he didn't get charged with, but he was involved in apparently a shooting in New York outside of
Barclays in New Jersey.
Barclays. Yeah, so he was like tied to that too. So with him being involved in so much stuff, that's part of, you know, your probation, as, you know, not getting involved in stuff that could, you know, potentially get you charged with something else. And I guess that's what he was going back for. So I didn't think he was going to go to jail, to be honest with you, because he didn't go to jail the first time. So, I mean, I felt like he probably was going to get probation, and he got it. His charge, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know exactly what it was. It wasn't a rape charge, though, but it was like a...
recording a minor doing a sexual act.
What they did was they recorded a minor apparently giving oral sex. I can't remember exactly what they charged him with, but it wasn't rape. But they recorded a minor giving oral sex or something like that for a video. And apparently they didn't know that the girl was a minor because she said that she wasn't. So that's what saved him, apparently, from not being able to get, you know, jail time or prison time. So I didn't think he was going to prison anyway.
I got
you. Because y'all know my motto. It ain't a black and white thing. It's a green thing.
Money talks. Money talks. He got too much money. Well, I don't know how much he got, but I know he got it right. He can pay the right people to get the hell out of what he need to get out of.
Yep. Kodak Black.
Same man, look, true. Look, this man, not only does money talk, but he, let's be honest, he ain't Bobby Smurf. He not, you know, part of the high profile African American rapper cases. Let's just put it like that. They call spade a spade, but
yeah, Bobby Smurda had a lot going on.
That was a whole different type of situation there.
Oh, I get it.
They got bodies tied to their name.
I get it now, but I'm just saying, like, you know, Daniel Hernandez is not going to jail for something that, you know, there's gonna be like, oh, you know, look at this, like an R. Kelly situation. Next time, you gotta make sure you check her ID. Come on now, we'll take you to probation at Club Fed. It's okay.
Man, I almost asked you who Daniel Hernandez was.
That was my next question, actually.
I don't know who the fuck he is.
That's Tekashi. That's Tekashi.
That is his real name. Daniel Hernandez.
Shit. Yeah.
Facts. Just, you know, well, Big Cat Cheetah keep doing 100. That's all.
What's your thoughts on it, Warren?
Shit. I'm more concerned than why the hell the real know this motherfucker real name.
he might have did some homework. Yeah,
maybe.
I googled, you know. Call Google. Facts. That's but all it was.
I know this sounds crazy, but I agree with these, man, like, to a certain extent. I ain't gonna say it ain't a black or white thing, but that green, that money would talk, man. You know what I mean? Which is surprising, because I could take it back to
me. OJ Cosby have enough to steal his own shit back and get, what, 8 years?
Bill Cosby's stupid rich, and he got locked the fuck up at, like, 89, but I think people forget that this guy's senile, too, you know.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, money can't. It's some things money ain't gonna be able to save.
Shit.
when you got 40 something accusers, money can save you about 23 of them, and I think Bill Cosby accused that.
Man, that motherfucker senile. they fucked up, man. I agree with what Eddie Griffin said. Bill Cosby just got drunk with some bitches and gave him some drugs. And
oh God!
Whoa!
You know, then they were like, oh God, I fucked Bill Cosby. He don't rape.
I'm about to say, I think that man got a rapey meat.
Like, all bullshit to the side, man. Like, we all been to college and graduated, man. And, you know, you go to a party, like, and, you know, females be there getting drunk and shit.
I feel like Warren about to tell on the show.
I'm just saying, man. Like, I have been in a party with a motherfucker. Me and, you know, motherfucker get drunk and she all over the dude. But then she wake up like, oh my God, I was drunk. You know, or not wake up the next day like I was drunk. You know, he did this, he did that. Like, you know, at that point in time, both of y'all were drunk, man. He didn't. He.
You know what they tell you in court though. What they tell you in court is ignorance is no excuse for the law. So just because people didn't know,
they left the end part unless you got money.
Unless you got money. So the thing about it is, you know, with Bill Cosby, he had money, you know, and if you think about it, how much charges did Bill Cosby end up getting convicted of?
Is it that interesting one, right? That one chick?
I think it wasn't only one.
I think Bill Cosby got hit with three.
Three.
If I'm not mistaken, it was like three. I could be wrong. But how many cases did he have against him when
it
first
started? It was like 30, wasn't it?
It's like 40 of them.
No, I thought women were just coming out. I thought it wasn't cases. I thought women were just coming
out. It was a few people that came out, but if you think them people disappeared by themselves.
Oh, no, they got paid off.
I don't believe that. Nice. I feel like it was money somewhere down the line. I mean, it was a known fact that he paid some of them. It's a known fact.
Like, hey, and hold on. And twin, you talking about me telling them, like, we ain't going to go down that fucking road.
Whoa.
I hit you in the group chat.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm gonna go down the road next of OJ Simpson because Twin said that OJ didn't have that money don't talk because OJ went to jail for stealing his own stuff back. But the thing that Twin ain't thinking about is when OJ killed his ex-wife, OJ was stupid rich. When OJ was stealing his stuff back,
if your glove don't fit, then you must have quit.
And Johnny Cochran was dead. Thanks for that.
And speaking of, what happened to Bill Cosby lawyer? Like the black chick, cause that motherfucker didn't play. And well, he didn't have a second go around. So I'm curious as to how that went. You know what I mean?
Didn't his lawyer recuse himself?
I thought he fired her.
I don't know. I can't remember. I mean, I thought Bill Cosby was going to jail off top. So
the fact of the matter is, Bill Cosby and his team ran out of Jell-O. And too much pudding, so the pudding went to pop all to it.
What in the fuck are you talking about?
What in the entire fuck? Somebody, you're right, hang up.
In Jell-O? Really, my dude?
Bah. Somebody take the real phone.
Bah.
Hey, the pudding wasn't popping.
Take the mic.
So Bill Cosby was convicted. He was convicted of three counts of aggravated indecent assault for drugging and assaulting.
I thought so.
So quick question, like all shit to the side, like, do y'all honestly feel like, you know, if the dude and a chick at a party drinking, and you know they end up fucking or maybe even doing drugs together, y'all honestly feel like he is the most guilty in that situation?
Lap please the fifth.
Not.
I'm not saying dudes don't do that, but
this is the thing, right? So this is the thing. Like, say that scenario that you just brought up. You said both of them in a party together, and they both drinking and doing drugs, right? And then you ask, do you feel like the dude is the only one that should be charged? The dude is the only one to blame in that situation. So the thing is, if that actually happened and both of them were under the influence, both of them could prove that they was under the same influence at the same time, then it wouldn't even be a situation of rape.
You see what
I'm saying? The situation comes where the female felt like she was too, or it could be the male. If he claimed rape, whoever is the victim, it comes when they feel like they were the victim of something, when they felt like they were too inebriated to consent to the act. Because if they didn't feel like that, then it would never even be a question. It would have been two drunk people or two high people having sex. People get drunk and high and have sex every day. Husband and wives do it all the time. So it's not the fact of if both of them are doing it, is somebody right or wrong. is where do you cut off the level of, is this person too inebriated? So
when they ain't moving.
To answer that question, pretty much, I guess. So to answer that question is, if that girl felt like she was too drunk and she didn't consent to it, then you ass up shit creek. That's all it is to it. Or if that guy felt like that, then she's gonna be up shit creek. So the end all be all to it would be if y'all felt like y'all had too much to drink, then
right?
Don't do
and
anything.
See, that's what the military now, said too. Cause military real strict about that shit, man. Like stupid about it. But I'm not saying like I don't want y'all to feel like I'm being a complete asshole. But
it's a valid question.
I've been at parties in college, and then, you know, like motherfuckers. Like I ain't saying motherfuckers got tall.
I haven't been those parties.
You know, motherfuckers. The next day would be like, damn man, like I was drunk, like blah, blah, I wouldn't have did. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, damn. That wasn't how you were looking at the party when I saw your hand on this man, dick. You know what I mean?
Oh man.
Exactly right. So and that's the part that kind of messes people up, because they automatically assume that, you know, since she giving me advances, then she ready to go. But if she, I mean, rule of thumb, if you don't think she can pass a sobriety test, and she can't pass a damn, she can't pass a test of allowing you to have intercourse or eat. She can't pass the test of consent, I guess.
Me myself personally.
If you can look at somebody and see them wobbling and shit, hey. Take her
yep.
Home, get her
don't fuck with it.
Me myself personally, I have not been at any of these type of parties that I know of.
Man, you keep saying that shit. Everybody gonna realize that you trying to separate yourself.
They're gonna know you alive.
God damn!
At some point, you gotta admit that you've been at a party where that could have happened. Oh, you gotta say that you ain't personally witnessed it, but you saying you ain't never been there.
Yeah,
they know your ass a lot.
I'm gonna be talking that shit because I'm sipping on my crown. This is the first time I really got
fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna talk that shit. Yeah, like, yeah. God damn, this motherfucker been under a rock the whole time.
I was listening to it the whole time. Like, the rest of the whole time. I'm like, my shit.
So we obviously know who has been in this type of situation before.
Oh shit.
No.
But yeah, so with Tekashi, I didn't think Tekashi was going to prison. I felt like he probably would have went to jail, which he did. He got rearrested or whatever. Jail and prison is not the same thing. A lot of people always say somebody going to jail. Jail and prison not the same. You can go to jail all the way up to like a year in most states, I think. And it's still not prison. It's jail. When you go to prison, you're doing long term. That's what you think of as prison. So I felt like Bill Cosby was going to prison. I did not feel like Tekashi was going to prison. His charge just, it didn't seem like it was big enough. And I don't know if I ever heard anything, any like backlash from it. Like, I don't know if I ever heard the female come forward and say anything else about it. So when it was charged initially, I think that was like the end of it. And he also had someone else in the room. Also, what saved him is he wasn't the person that was receiving anything. So I don't even know if the other guys got charged with anything. They might have.
Tasha just had an R. Kelly type charge. That's what that was.
Not even that level. It wasn't even
Darrell,
that level.
You
because all
you keep comparing him to motherfuckers that that have really done some bad shit to him. Like you comparing Tekashi to R. Kelly. Like R. Kelly is the motherfucker who had a sex cult that was holding bitches hostage.
I wasn't talking about that. Whoa,
but bro, you said he had the R. Kelly charge. Do you know what charges R. Kelly actually had? Like, bro, R. Kelly is a fucking predator. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it.
A super predator, as Hillary said. R. Kelly, man.
Hold on.
Like you almost make it, like, I mean, you said Tekashi had a R. Kelly charge. Like, you gonna make people go back and say, hold on now, why this little Daniel Hernandez little motherfucker ain't in jail then?
In all fairness, as far as like it being on camera, which I don't even, I mean, I ain't gonna get R. Kelly because I don't know how R. Kelly, he had to have the money back then to be able to get out of his situation, because I seen that video. I remember that video.
Tell me, him
viral.
Pissing on the little girl.
That was, Yeah, that was an age when stuff was actually starting to go viral, like when videos were surfacing, you know, all over the place. And I saw that video. I can remember somebody posting that video back in the day on like Facebook or something. And that looked like R. Kelly to me. So I don't even know how he got out of that.
That's what I was talking about. Like, it look at R. Kelly, but he had all this money and all this stuff thrown at it. Like, oh, it really wasn't him. Or they're trying to say she was overage, all this other stuff. I mean, that's what I was getting at. Like, all this, you know, allegation and stuff.
I figured that's what you were getting at. That's why I was,
Thank you.
You know, saying about Tekashi is that, that's why I say, you know, I say, well, not even as bad as R. Kelly, because in R. Kelly's situation, it looked like him. And they were trying to prove, you know, that was him in the video. Because if they were able to prove was him in the video, R. Kelly would still be in prison right now. So that's why I say Tekashi 1 is not even as bad as that. I mean, they all bad, but I say he's not even as bad as that because Tekashi was not the recipient of the oral in the video. This person in R. Kelly video was having sex with that female and pissing on her. But Tekashi was like filming the act and they were actually making it to put in a video. Like they used it for one of the rap videos that they were making during time before he blew up. So that sex act was in the video. I don't know if y'all seen some of these old like uncut style videos where people like, you know, dry humping or whatever in the background. It was something like that. Like, it was like, oh, we gonna use this for the video. So the girl was in the background performing oral on someone else, which is why I say they might have got charged. I don't know.
That guy was basically like made Bill Cosby kind of thing.
Could be, but they didn't prove she was under influence of any drugs. I don't think it's just that she was like 15, but they said that she told them that she was 18. Yep. So that's kind of what saved him.
Gotcha. Okay. I learned something new tonight. Okay. And no, I was not thinking of R. Kelly in the sex code. I was thinking R. Kelly Step in the Name of Love, R. Kelly. And
All right. Darrell, R. Kelly Step in the Name of Love, R. Kelly is still the goddamn Sam R. Kelly.
I mean, before
it don't matter code. What it don't matter what song that motherfucker put up. He still because that motherfucker, I don't care what nobody say, that was R. Kelly pissing on that girl in that video.
And eating eggs.
Oh yeah, he was getting down.
What? Yes, he was.
I've never seen the video, so.
Whoa!
That's probably
you really is know? Under a rock.
That's probably where all this ass even started from.
Huh?
Darrell, you had to see that video.
No, I refute.
Bro, you really was under a rock, man, or something.
I haven't. Like, I just.
It was going viral. I remember it was going viral.
That video was huge. Cause that was back when that was actually World's Greatest R. Kelly.
Oh man.
Cause that was when people made the remix to say he's the world's greatest statutory rapist.
Oh shit.
I actually remember that. That was like the parody track.
Oh god.
Right, that's back when you had to find your viral videos on like E-Bombs World and some other shits. I can't
remember. Crazy behind websites.
But
enough about Tekashi.
Sorry, Kelly.
Something that one of our people, as we step into this, into the web, it seems as though this is starting to become a big trend where a lot of these, like a lot of the kids nowadays, because this was something posted in our Facebook group where it was questioned, kids these days, they're not going to college. They're actually going to trade school versus going to college. So I guess the question I want to ask you guys in the group is, do you see this as actually a really good trend, or do y'all think this is something that's only going to be here for a short period of time and then people going to go right back to going to college?
I mean, the way the world's set up now is if they tell you you need a college education to get even a job at McDonald's or this.
Never heard that shit.
Never heard that shit one day.
Now as far as these fast food joints, they need you need some type of education, and people want to move up. But I feel like it's gonna stay because think about how many people that got masters, got doctors, and they on welfare.
Man, I don't know not one goddamn doctor on welfare.
Motherfucker, I got a wife that's working on her master's. She is nowhere near getting welfare. I'm boy.
Hey, I ain't talking about y'all niggas. I'm talking about these people that got. It's a whole documentary on people that got multiple degrees and still can't find a job and live in welfare.
It's a whole documentary about that.
I gotta see this documentary.
Bro, what's the name of that?
Y'all talk,
what
I'm
is the
up
name
right
of that?
Hey, in the meantime, can someone please hold my basil head and let me go ahead and roast twin. Check this out. Hold my basil head.
Hold on. Let me pull me another little whiff of crown in this motherfucker, because this about to be good.
Oh, yes. Get it right.
This better be good.
Proceed.
Big Cat Chew is about to come through with the heat. So like this. Pretty much like this. You can go to trade school and make a hell of a living. I don't know what Twin talking about. This man lost his mind. My GM at one of my old jobs never went to a lick of college, and this man's making over 100 racks. And he got an even better job right now. I don't know what Twin talking about. Twin over there just getting, he must be on Bill Cosby type drugs. That must be what's going on over there.
No. Darrell, I'm going to have to stop you for a second, man.
All right. I'm listening.
Because you said you roasting Twin. But what you don't realize is that Twin said the trade school trend is here to stay. Trent said nothing about college is going to come back. Like, you trying to roast this man, and y'all.
I was going to let Darrell be great. I didn't want you to.
I didn't want you to stop. Twin, I couldn't do that to him, though. I could not let him just sit there and try to roast you.
I wanted backlash
when this is posted. This is
terrible. I wasn't done.
Like I said, you better finish up with something good.
If I can suggest anything, I would say be done for real. And I ain't being an asshole.
Oh, no,
damn it, Ray.
Look, I'm quickly going to say that. My thing is, the college education, you can never take that away from someone. So when you get that paper, whether you got, you know, your bachelor's, associate's, master's, your doctor's, whatever it is, like, that's going to help excel you. Now, trade school, it works great for some people, but at the same time, have a college education, whatever route works best for you is going to work best for you. That's what it's going to come down to.
Well, see, this is the thing, though. Like, Twin may be saying, like, people, I'm picking up the Twin is saying that people get these degrees and don't, you know, they don't use them. If you got a fucking doctorate in fucking basket weaving, you're probably not going to be rich. You know what I mean? But, you know, I'm not against a trade school because it actually makes more sense for people that are not going to school to, you know, become medical professionals or, you know, engineers or something like that. You know what I mean? Or business professionals. Because I know people, you know, I actually am a fine arts minor. And, you know, I know people that were, you know, they majored in the same thing. And, you know, they get out and they can't find a job. It's like, well, you know, here in, you know, little bumfuck Egypt, South Carolina, outside of fucking, you know, let me see, what's a fucked up county? I was about to call y'all county name, and then I was about to call my county name. I ain't gonna do that out there.
Anywhere in the corridor,
like,
James.
You're probably not gonna find a job. Baby.
So you got Lawrence County or like Greenville County.
It would make more sense to go to a tech school and learn how to fucking weld or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, if you're trying to become a doctor and end up on welfare, apparently, you go to school to get, you know, a doctor or a master's degree on something that's gonna keep going. But basket weaving ain't gonna fucking do it. You know what I mean? I think the trend here to stay.
Right.
I just hate the fact that people shitting on like having a degree, because I heard plenty of people say like, man, having a degree don't mean shit. It don't mean you're smarter than me. It don't mean that I'm smarter than you, but it does mean something. You know, like one of the guys I worked with was like, having a degree means nothing now, but I'm trying to get one. Oh. What the fuck you trying to get it for then? You know what I'm saying? Like self-satisfaction. Wow. Yeah. You know?
And see, I actually agree with all that, because at the same time, when we grew up, it's weird, because I think most of us in our age group, like the millennials in our age group, we got degrees because our parents, the generation before us, most of them weren't able to. But it was heralded. When they were coming up, the people that got degrees, the black people, we all black in this podcast, so nothing against outside race, but it was an anomaly to see a black person get a degree. For our parents' generation, some of our parents, you know, in our age group got degrees, you know, blessedly, but it was an anomaly to see somebody get a degree. So for them, it's like, oh, my kid's gonna grow up and get degrees. So all of us were most likely told while we were growing up, you know, it's good to go to college, it's good to get a degree, you know, this, that, and the third. And then, you know, now that we all grown, we realize that the jobs that our parents had while we were growing up, my mom, back in the day, my mom was working in a plant. I can remember, you know, when I was in like elementary, middle school, my mom was working in a plant. And I put one of my checks on it right now. One of my, I get paid on the 1st and the 16th. I put one of my checks on it right now on a bet. My mom was getting paid more in the 90s than I get paid now.
True.
And she was working at a plant. These trade jobs now, but to them, it was the anomaly to see black people go to college and be successful. Because the few that you do see go and not pick, like how Warren said, basket weaving. The few that do go and be dentists or doctors or nurses or lawyers, those are the people that stand out. So you're like, oh, I want my kids to go to college. I want to go to college. But then they go to college and they major in PE, you know, which is not bad. That's what I was about to do, too, for a little bit. But if they don't become an athletic director, then it's going to be a PE teacher. So now they're making $30,000 a year.
Exactly.
And they got $60,000 worth of student loans that they're never going to pay off. You know what I'm saying? So it's levels to it. You don't just go to college and decide I'm going to go to college and just go to college. You got to go with a plan. So, like, I agree with all of that, what both of y'all said, or all of y'all said so far, because, like how Warren said, you can't just go for basketball weaving. You got to have a plan. You can't just go and decide that you're going to do something and then get out and say, oh, shit, I can't find a job. But also, I agree with the part of saying the trade part is here to stay, because in our county that we know of, we got a
road open recently.
I don't know if it's open yet, but it should be about to. If it's not.
I mean, in terms of hiring.
It's open?
Oh, yeah.
I figured Darrell probably would know. Okay, so the Volvo plant was open. I can remember 2 years ago when they announced that they was bringing the Volvo plant to Berkeley County, South Carolina. They put out, these are the trades that you can go get from Trident Technical College, which is a local technical school in the Lowcountry. And they said, these are the trades that you're going to want to get if you want to get a job at Volvo right away. So if anybody was smart, and that's the field that they worked in, they was in plant and production and manufacturing and stuff, they would probably go get those certifications. That's trade stuff. That's trade type stuff. So you go get those, and now when Volvo comes 2 years later, you got that certificate on you. Boom. Time to go get hired. You said, hey, I saw this ad. I went and got this. They said I need to get this for Volvo. Now you got this job at Volvo. Guess who you making more money than when you start working at Volvo? Mm-hmm. This motherfucker talking on a podcast who got $60,000 worth of student loans. And guess how much student loans you got? None, because you probably took that damn $1,000 you was making already a week and paid for your class in one damn check. So, I mean, I agree with the trade thing. I got a trade myself on top of having a damn degree. And I could potentially make more money with my trade than I can off of my what I got my degree in. So, I feel like it's here to stay, but I also agree with Warren. I hate when people say that degrees don't mean shit. I hate that. Because you cannot be a doctor without a degree.
Exactly.
But you can weave some fucking baskets without
this
one.
This is true. The mean to cut you off, the name of that documentary is From Graduate School to Welfare. It's
on Netflix.
It's a documentary, not on Netflix.
He probably found this shit on Hidden Color there on YouTube pages as well.
Well, I mean, it's because I'll say it like this, like, as someone who, like, because I know every one of us inside this, we all have like our bachelor's. I know I'm attempting to get my master's right now. But it's one of those things where I can't lie. Like, I actually kind of would tell people nowadays to go to trade school, because where we were in school and it was heavily pushed, go to college if you want to get a really good job. Like, nowadays, having a college degree, like, it's not that having a college degree doesn't mean anything, but it's almost like everyone has one. It's like a college degree is considered like what a high school diploma was.
I was just about to say that, bro.
That's a fact.
So now it is
a fact
to have that specialty skill that no one else has, because they're now actually looking for someone who differentiates themselves from everyone. Like, oh, well, you can do this on top of having, like, you, like this guy right here out of college, well, not out of college, but out of high school, went to trade school. He's an expert mechanic, whereas this other person, he went to college, yeah, he got a degree, but he doesn't really know how to do anything under the hood of a car.
My bad, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you just brought up something that made me think of something the difference between college and trade school is this also. So how Lamp described of that person that's going and getting that trade certificate in auto mechanic, mm-hmm. auto body, which is something that you can start in high school. They teach you that stuff in high school, then you can go straight to Trident Tech, learn more of it. Now you got a certificate in it, and you can work in a shop, right? So say you go to work for Michelin or something like that, or Pep Boys or any one of those places like that. You got your yep. trade certificate. You can work on cars, right? Well, the difference between that certificate and a degree is somebody that went to college for a degree can come to that exactly. same Pep Boys and be a manager, and mm-hmm. now you get to teach him how to fix a car because he don't know shit about fixing a car, but he got a degree in management. So that's the difference between the two, and that's also how they coincide. So I don't yep. I don't disagree with either one of them. Shit, get both.
Exactly.
But for me, bro, I'm gonna ask my kids, what do you want to do?
Give them a plan.
What do you think you want to do with your life?
My brother said he wants to be a mechanic. And I tell him, I'm like, all right, so what you need to do if you're going to be a mechanic is take this route. I'm going to tell him to go the tech school route and get all his certifications. You got to be top-notch coming out of the tech school. Whereas my son wants to be a veterinarian. All right, well, you need to go this route. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So,
you need to go to college.
Who you talking to and what they want to do. But, you know, mm-hmm. like BZ said back in the day,
yep,
our parents weren't as blessed as we were, as far as going to school to get bachelor's degrees. So they pushed us to do it. Like, this is what you need. That's what you needed back in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The 70s or, even the 90s. That's what you needed then. So that's why it got pushed on us. But now we at the level to where we can say, hey, it's good to have a bachelor's degree, but if you're going to do this, I'm going to keep you from wasting your time and your money. You know what I mean? Now I can direct you the way you need to go.
Hey, yeah, you can tell your own kids that because you done been through it. Like, our parents didn't go through it. Like, now I can tell my kids, like, okay, if I say, hey, if my kids say, hey, I want to be an artist, you say, well, don't go to school
right.
for yeah. art then.
Right.
Just start painting. Just start drawing. Like, you don't need to get $100,000 worth. Now, if you want to go to school and you want to party, you want to go to Five Points after you beat Alabama and upset them, if that's what you want to go to college for, and you want to get $60,000 worth of student loans for that, fuck it, do it. But mm-hmm. you can also do that and not be in college too. So just move to Columbia and start painting like Chicken Man on Gervais Street. This motherfucker sells paints for $1,500.
This is true.
Chicken Man.
Y'all never heard Chicken Man?
Yeah, I heard him. I heard him actually while I was a cook.
Not the one that used to cook. It's a guy that paints a bunch of chickens. Yeah, it's a guy that paints a bunch of chickens.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I heard about it. And when I was a boy, they were like, yeah.
I mean, you can go if you want to be an artist. You go be Chicken Man.
Nah, they were just.
He was sending y'all stuff.
Having some conversation similar to this, and the guy was like, he was just saying like how expensive his paintings were, and then, you know, he was like, this motherfucker making more money than we are, and he just sitting out painting fucking pics. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Doing what he loved to do.
Doing what he loved. Hey, check this out though. In my field of work, I'm in the criminal justice field, right? So, on the level that I'm on, unless you want to go federal, like when you start going federal and stuff like that, that's when you start talking about getting extra degrees. You start talking about getting upper level degrees of like masters and stuff like that. But if you want a bachelor's level degree, you can work anywhere in the field I'm in for the most part. Entry level officer, you know, patrol, police officer. Even up to, you know, supervisors, first line supervisors, second, third, into investigations, all that. You can do all that with a degree. It's gonna look real good. That might be one of the qualifications for you to be able to get that job. But also, you could probably get the same job with a year's worth of security experience and not having to go to college. A degree, one of the certifications, one of the qualifications might be getting a degree, any degree. That's the other thing too, I was gonna say. Doesn't even matter what your degree in. You can have a degree in fucking basket weaving, and you can still be a law enforcement officer. If you got a degree, you can still go right into it, because they look for anybody with a degree in anything. It's the fact that you already went to school, so now it's like, okay, well, we can build from that. But you also don't need to go to school. You can most likely have some years experience in security. Well, hell, almost all of us got a damn year's experience in security. We worked at fucking Five Points for damn God knows how long. So, for me, in the field that I'm in, I could have did the same thing I'm doing now without $60,000 worth of student loans. That's the crazy part, right? But because I got the $60,000 of student loans, it allows me to be able to excel faster. So now I could go, I could try to go federal if I want to. Some of the state jobs you can't get without a degree. So I can get those if I want to. But the difference is I could have started this field 6 years prior and I would have been 6 years closer to retirement without a degree and without $60,000 in debt. So I don't knock anybody for not going to college. And I don't knock anybody for going to college. It's just levels to it, depending on what you want to do.
Hey, you got it, BZ. You got the juice, BZ.
I'm listening.
Hell, 21.
You got the juice, BZ.
Oh, okay. You already talking, you already talking about hidden codes and shit. Now, that's you. Jared, Jared say that's you, boy.
Well, the next thing that I know we're going to touch on
got the juice
is
now.
One
we
of
got
our
next?
Favorite topics each week, where we discuss the basically the dumbass of the week. Yeah, we like to call that person the ostrich of the week because the ostrich is considered one of the dumbest animals out there in the wild.
I just thought about that motherfucker plucking that goddamn thorn when he had that bowl of food.
But
oh, my bad, bro. Proceed.
This week's ostrich of the week is none other than who is considered the biggest bust in possible NFL draft history, Mr. Jamarcus Russell.
Oh, man.
Basically, it has come out, which I don't know if this is just the Oakland Raiders trying to cover up the fact that they are one of the worst looking teams in the league right now, or like, or if this shit just really is true. But supposedly, when Jamarcus Russell was with the Oakland Raiders, supposedly the Raiders gave him some blank tapes of film. Like, there was nothing at all on these tapes. And they told him to study the film. And when he came back and they said, so what did you learn from the film? He came back and he told them, oh, I learned about, like, how some defenses run different blitz packages. Even though these were complete and utter blank tapes. Like, they just literally gave him a tape with the label on it, but there was not a lick of anything on this tape.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, it's... like, it just baffles me that he at no point in time figured, let me pop this tape in just really quick. Just to see if there really is something. Like, just so I can really see something. Because they heard he didn't watch film. So they wanted to check to see if he really did watch it. And this just completely showed that he at no point in time watched any bit of fucking film.
So, a big fat cheetah hopping here right quick. As a former quarterback and our current football coach right now for a high school football team. Man, this is crazy. This is crazy.
Did someone just choke?
I almost did.
I found somebody choke just a second ago. I had to double check.
I don't get it. I mean, I'm just a current football coach. That's all. But anyway.
It wasn't a joke about somebody. Somebody literally fucking choked.
It legit sounded like someone had choked. That's why I had to ask for a second.
My bad, bro.
That's throat
facts,
shade.
Facts. I don't know why
that was throat shade.
Oh, Lord.
I was gonna let you live, bro.
Lev always fucking some shit up.
Fuck that.
I gotta check to make sure somebody, like, you ain't dying on the podcast. No, we ain't got no time for that. We ain't got no insurance. You choke on this podcast, you go on doing your own.
Hey, you should let him die along with Remy and Brethren over there. Remy can't walk anyway.
Uh-oh. Side five.
Oh, shit!
Anyway, as I was saying, it's simple. So Marcus Russell, 6'6", I can't remember exactly. It was so long ago, a number one draft pick.
Oh, he was big.
Came from LSU. Shout out to LSU. They just got their behinds cut this past weekend by Alabama. But I think when Les Miles was there and they were doing their thing, they had an excellent scheme of defense. They had an excellent running game. They didn't never have much of a passing game. But they were just like, Jamarcus Russell, this man has all the mechanics. They called him mechanics. They said he could throw the ball. He was, as you said, Lamp, very big, you know, athletic, this, that, and the third. You know who also was athletic? Tim Tebow. But they ain't give him a chance, a fair shake to do what he had to do. I'm just going to just throw that little shade out there. But point is, this man is an epitome, a shame of a quarterback. The shame of the quarterback position. This man did not do any homework. Did not, I don't know, what was his Wonderlic score? You need to look that up. His Wonderlic score must have been pretty bad. The Wonderlic test for the draft or something. Like, I don't know what his man was doing. But clearly, he deserves the options big time for this. Dude, this is just a shame.
Now,
if I was number one draft pick, I ain't watching no damn film. Just give me the ball, while you do my thing.
That's the thing. He didn't do shit.
He did. No, I was just about to say.
I mean,
that.
Granted, he didn't do shit.
He was garbage.
Hot garbage. Trash.
Fire flame garbage.
Hot.
Hot. Now.
Hot.
Dog. I like when stuff like this come out, though, because I do feel like it's a little bit of both.
I really don't.
For something like this to come out right now in 2018, like, nobody gives a shit. I feel like it's just something to deflect trash. People from, the, you know, thinking about the fact that the Raiders are trash. And the trash moves that they made so far this year. That's why I think it's a deflection. But at the same time, I do love when stuff like this come out, because people like
Lee, that was
his name. I can't Lee remember Sipple. His name anymore. Lee Sipple. What's his name?
DeMarcus Russell.
That's what I'm talking about. I can't remember his goddamn name right now. What's his name? Yeah, Russell. So people like DeMarcus Russell, bro. Like, I always wonder what happened to make them drop off from what they were in college to what they were in the NFL. And it always blows my mind when it happens like that, because you can't tell me that somebody that's that good in college would not be good in the NFL unless they got injured. Unless it's an injury. You just can't tell me that they dropped off that much. Now, from middle school, you know, from peewee to middle school to high school to college, you know, college, you got D3, D2, D1, AA, D1. Yeah, it's levels.
And ball.
When you can make it,
yes,
at
they do.
LSU.
On the next nope. Saban.
Because didn't win a national championship.
Didn't win a national championship.
Darrell said there was subpar passing the ball.
Freaking national championship.
Would not have been subpar if he was the number one draft pick. Because this motherfucker constantly each year got better.
He wasn't. They had a monster running game, but he wasn't subpar. He could sling. DeMarcus Russell was one of the first people in this modern era.
They also had
amazing
receivers.
Throw the ball for 80 yards. I remember that like yesterday. And they said that he could do it sitting on his butt. I remember watching them say that DeMarcus Russell could throw a ball 80 yards sitting down when he first got to LSU. But all that aside, is how do you get to the NFL and not be able to do anything? You know the answer to that? The answer to that is the same way you was in high school and you never studied for a test. You got to class the next morning. You holler at your dog. You say, hey, dog, you studied for the test last night? Your dog look at you. Hell no. Nah. Both of y'all take the test. The next day, you ask your dog, hey, dog, what you get on your test? Bro, I got an 89, bro. What you get on your test? Shit, I got a 93, right? That's high school. Then you went to college. You didn't study for your test. You looked over to your partner because you don't know who the hell your partner is, because y'all got 300 or something people in your class in college, right? So you say, hey, you study last night? He's like, nah, I ain't study. You study? Nah, I ain't study either. I ain't used to study in high school either, though. Fuck it. Y'all take the test. The next day, you ask him, hey, what you get on your test, bro? Dude, I got a 43, bro. What you get?
32? Now.
That's the difference, bro.
I disagree with you there.
That's the difference right there.
Because I was also one of the people in high school who never studied for a test. Made 90s. Got to college. Never studied for a test. Still made 90s.
I disagree with both of y'all. Hold on.
But you know what, though, Lamp?
Valid point.
Some people can do that, though. That's what I was about to leave out. That's what I was about to get to. Because, see, we all got the famous line.
We're talking about
practice? Practice? You talking about practice? See,
let,
Allen Iverson can do
let
that.
Me bust
you
out
got, it's always one in every crowd.
Because I never stood up for high school.
Some people can't. So
I mean, stood up for tests in high school. And I made good grades. And I got to college. And I studied like a motherfucker. And my homie looked at me. He said, bro, you studied for the test? I was like, hell yeah, man. I put in about 2 hours. He like, bro, me too. I think I put in 3. What you get on the test? You know what I tell motherfucker? 42. That's what you get on the test. A 32. You
know what
I'm saying?
Yep.
So... Yeah, you know.
Like, yep.
Shit. I mean,
yep.
I was thinking about Tebow when I was saying it because honestly, I feel like Tebow tried his damnedest in the NFL. He just went cut out for the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nope, can't say that.
It all makes sense. Though. I can't say anything because Tebow got shafted. Tebow took
the
playoffs and beat a Pittsburgh team they shouldn't have beat in the first round.
Like, he got them boys to the playoffs, right?
He was a winner. He couldn't throw to save his goddamn life.
He won in the playoffs, and people say he couldn't throw, but he made a monstrous throw in the playoffs to beat Pittsburgh for like 60 yards in overtime.
I agree.
So all that just blows my mind. I feel like he just didn't get a fair shot because people felt like his mechanics were not what they like. But aside from all of that stuff that we all just said still makes sense, and it still goes along with the fact that what I'm saying. Because how Warren said he studied in college, right? But he didn't make the grade he wanted to make. I was going to get to that point, too, because technically, that was actually a little bit of me, too. I studied some, but I still didn't get the grades that I felt like I was going to get. So what I realized was I need to study more. I need to put in more time. So that's how I look at Jamarcus Russell. It's like, okay, you would end up being trash, and we all wonder how you trash. You trash, you're not even watching film. You know why he's not watching film? Because he didn't have to do it in college. But now you get to the NFL and you say, I ain't watched film in college. I ain't got to watch it in the NFL either. But you don't realize there's a different level. You're still the same athlete. You still can throw the ball 80 yards. But your ass can't read the blitz back.
So I want to point out
you can't get the ball off now because now everybody looks fast.
That was bugging me. But 2006, that was the best year at quarterback. He had over 3,000 passing yards. The first 2 years, he had 1,000 yards, like 1,024 the first year, and like 2,243 the next year. The third year, he balled out. And that's when he got the Manning Award. He did all kind of good stuff like that. Two things on the point out right quick. First off, his offense coordinator happened to be a guy named Jimbo Fisher. If y'all know who he is, he's a national champion too with Florida State and Texas A&M. Well, he didn't win the title with Texas A&M, but that's where he's at now. But point is, first off, he had an excellent offensive coordinator. Second, he also had a cat named Brandon LaFell and Dwayne Bowe, who he was throwing the ball to. Two monsters at receiver in college. Just want to make sure we put this in perspective as to why he really had to study. You ain't got to study when you got those cats to throw the ball to. That's a cheat code.
Mind you, both of them were trash in the NFL.
Hey, bro. If I'm Mike not mistaken, James Winston was throwing the ball to freaking Mike Evans a couple weeks ago and goddamn Deshaun Jackson.
True.
And
at some point, you got to have some sort of challenge.
He trash, bro. So at some point, you got
to
be good.
Kibizi, I'll even go to this point. James Winston is quarterback for Ole Miss that USC just played this weekend. He got three receivers on his team that are looked at as easily being three of the top receivers in the draft class that is getting ready to come out. A matter of fact, yeah, two of them top 20 in the whole draft.
Oh, two of them top for sure.
But he still is considered
for sure
trash. So because I get what you're trying to say, but at the end of the day, you can have a talented receiver, but in order for that talented receiver to get the ball, he has to have a somewhat talented quarterback. So Marcus Russell was talented. Samuel
and Jake Bentley. By the way, while we talking football, I'm sticking my crown. Fuck Jake Bentley. If any of y'all know anybody, you tell him. Fuck that son of it. God damn, it's so hard to be goddamn Jake.
Whoa,
I know I'm fucking lame. But I don't know who the fuck Jamarcus Russell is. You know what I'm saying? Because he a nobody apparently. So I'm taking back in my lane right quick.
Oh my goodness.
So, anybody listening, know this song, bitch. Or know anybody else, man. Please. Please send this shit. That's my stand on
it. Boy, that came out left field so quick, boy.
Oh, shit.
That came out left field so fast.
someone take one crown. Someone take his crown.
Hey, it's funny, though, because. It's funny though, because Jake actually had a pretty good game last week, but at the same time, you can't tell me that Tua Tagovailoa would not air that bitch out if he had Deebo Samuels, Bryan Edwards, Shai Slayton. He would air
now, that's a the whole
conference
talent.
Out for them three receivers.
That is talent. Like, this motherfucker done played 8 games this season, and he just threw his first interception and still lit LSU defense all the way up.
Just now.
And LSU secondary got 4 players that are expected to be drafted within the first 3 rounds. 2, they expect to be drafted in the top 10. And they both got lit up. He is, but he sure did get his ass.
Hey, that linebacker from LSU raw.
That running back boomed him, too, to get into the end zone.
He boomed somebody, too, that running back.
He laid a boom, and he got boomed right back. But either way, Jamarcus Russell, wherever you at, whether you working at Burger King or you working at Home Depot, because we all know your football career is completely the fuck over.
Man, he's like, Brad, you know some type of coach at LSU, man. Come on now.
Then that might be part of the reason why they got their ass beat 29-0, because he's the quarterback coach and he don't know how to teach how to watch film.
Oh, my goodness.
But either way you look at it, Jamarcus Russell, you, sir, are the dumbass of the week. And you know what? I'm going to take it a step further, because, BZ, you pointed out something. This shit only came out because Oakland was trying to cover themselves because of how trash they look and because of all the dumb shit that they've been doing this season. So I'm going to take it a step further. Oakland Raiders, John Gruden, y'all are officially the dumbasses of the year.
Kill yourself.
How the fuck you trade the best pass rusher in the NFL?
You know what?
You trade your best wide receiver, and then you just released the other best pass rusher that you had.
Brian Irvin.
Well, yesterday or today. Well, you released basically your top two pass rushers and your top pass catcher. But then you want to tell us that motherfuckers want to play for you. You know what? Go suck a sick dick. Go sit in the corner. You just paid John Gruden like $10 million. Oh, well, you paid him more than $10 million. You paid him $100 million for 10 years. Thinking y'all was going to beat to the Super Bowl this year. The only Super Bowl y'all dealing with is the Soup Bowl that motherfuckers use to eat their Campbell soup and shit. Because y'all are trash. Trash.
Ruin just waiting for Vegas. He's reading up for
that
Vegas.
That fucker going to go to Vegas and suck ass there, too. He going to be Vegas trash.
Yeah, he going to do that in Vegas, all right. You know, probably.
Oh, shit.
Hey, hold up. How do you know that?
Hey, I just want to point out, somebody said they don't know where to... How do you know that?
That's how we know.
Bunny Ranch tomorrow. Oh, okay.
Just
checking. Yeah, he did.
Hey, but
speaking of Vegas, y'all remember that taco?
Yeah, I just. Oh yeah,
Twin. I swear to God.
But yeah, so I want to point out that somebody a couple minutes ago, right before we got out of that, said they don't know where Jamarcus Russell is at now. And I just want to point out wherever he had a bet, he is still tipping. I just want to say that.
Tipping on fofos,
and I ain't talking about tipping his bartender either.
Hey, he might be trying to join the Raiders in Vegas.
Still tipping on fofos. He dropping
lean
everywhere he
goes. Double cup life.
Hey, that's I'm the only one drinking on this motherfucker because I'm drunk.
Nah.
I'm not. Drinking.
I think it's at least two.
I'm
two
not
people
drinking.
Drinking
after
on
what
it.
I went through earlier today.
I'm dead. Bezos hater. Shout out,
I'm good.
Shout out to Carnegie. I had Bezos hater. You know, he helped.
I'm on Heineken. Hey,
there we go.
Shout out to Heineken because I drink it and they paying me for it.
But as we move into our next topic here in the lair, this one I actually like this question because this is one that I've actually wondered myself. So one of our great group mates, well, not truly a group mate, but one of our great people that are actually a part of our Facebook group, which y'all really need to check out, because that joint really be booming on a daily basis lately. But one of the people there, they posted a question, which truly it kind of asked, like, if you have your friends come over to the house, do you expect for your significant other to leave the room? Now, in the post, the guy, he himself was saying, like, he feels as though if his boys come over, his woman, she should leave the room and go lock, like, she should go to the room, lock herself in the room while him and his boys are in the living room. But I want to actually see what you guys think about that. Like, do y'all really feel as though your women, like, if the zoo comes over to your house to watch football on a Saturday, do you expect your woman to leave the room and leave you alone for that whole time frame until your boys leave?
Absolutely not.
That's crazy. Like, a significant other, like, she deserves that. That's, they all living together. Hey, she gonna come and check in whenever she feel like.
Now, we're talking living room. If it's my man cave, get the fuck out. Don't even come in this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
This the he-man
woman hit the club right here.
No Rascal reference.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this Donald Trump in this bitch. This locker room talk. You know
what I'm Now, Warren, I just want to cut you off for one quick second. Cause we ain't about to be sitting here talking about grabbing by the pussy and shit.
See, we may. The zoo come over.
No. Oh, no.
We may.
That's the two big list for me right there. You can have that.
Wait, let me reiterate now. Let me put this in there. Grab them by the pussy if they want it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we can move a tad bit forward now. Continue.
If they want it. You know what I'm saying? And don't have any alcohol involved. For God's sake, no.
Please.
You know what I'm saying?
Jake.
So, but nah.
Is this okay with the BBN crew?
Mm-hmm. No English.
We don't get drunk as fast. I ain't know what he's talking about.
No English.
I ain't speaking the language. Y'all,
well, I know Warren was talking about his reasoning behind why his woman cannot be inside his man cave. So I was gonna let him keep going.
Oh no, she got, you know, she gonna have, she got her space.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, she got a what do you call that thing?
Yeah,
when they do a little wife bonding, she shed.
Rule, man, but like, nah, we sitting in there watching the game, you know, like, don't be all up in my lady face and shit. But she like football too. She like the game. She can sit out there and drink and talk with it. Like, ain't no reason she couldn't be out there. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like for a dude to not want his lady in there, or, you know, vice versa, like, somebody gonna be looking. I mean, he feel uncomfortable with her being there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if he uncomfortable, then they talking about some shit they don't need to be talking about, or somebody in there or he might not trust his old lady. And if that's the case, then either that nigga don't need to be there, or that female don't need to be there. Like, somebody got to go, you feel me?
Yeah. Well, what about you, BJ? What you think?
Mm-hmm. Bro, like, I take it back to one of our earlier podcasts when we talk about 50-50 and bills and stuff. Like, if you and your significant other paying bills in the house, then nobody else can run them out of nowhere in there. That's how I feel you. Period.
Baba, what you thinking over there?
Let her come.
Much is it, then?
Let her. I mean, it don't matter. Like,
oh.
If it's your house, why not? And I'm pretty sure, like, those your homeboys like that. They know your wife already, so it ain't like she's not a stranger, nothing like that. And if she enjoy football, let her watch it. It's not a big deal, in my opinion.
I feel like the people in that post are really insecure because... I mean, if you have people over to your house, and you feel like your significant other got to go in the other room while people at your house,
I feel like you shouldn't
have people at your house. Period. Like, clearly, you too insecure to even have people at your house. Y'all should just be there together.
Now, on the other hand,
y'all should just be in the house together. The house, and y'all should meet people outside your house.
Where, like, not me per se, but the guys go out, and you know, one of the homies bring their girl. I mean, that can change. But like, we sitting at a bar, you know, that can change. But like, damn, this supposed to be fellas like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the post says some shit like that, I can understand it. You know, like, we all go out and, you know, I love your wife to death. She fun, she cook, she to invite your boys over, you know, it's just a good mingling session. But if we sitting at Jake's one night, shooting the shit, and, you know, asking on the other side, it just, I ain't mean to say the name, but it could just change the mood. You know what I'm saying? We got them crown on my head. But not to say, like, I don't want her there, but having a female that can change the mood depending on where you're with. Yeah, yeah. But y'all follow what I'm saying, though? Like,
oh, no, I get what you're saying.
It'll just change the mood. Like, you know, we might be out ready to talk shit. Cut it out, man. But, you
know. Hey, that fucker said.
But, you know, I mean, same with me. Like, even though, you know, my lady come out with me, and we all at the bar, it's just gonna change the mood. Like, we, it's certain shit we gonna talk about, certain respect we got to show that we might not show, you know, otherwise if the female wasn't there. So, it'll change the mood, but in your own house, like, hell no. Nah. Oh my God. Twin terrible.
Shit, don't invite twin. Don't invite twin.
Everything.
Yeah. You're damn right. Keep right be on talking the same way.
Like, we done been playing, like, bro, what the fuck
are
you saying?
You know? Go get.
He'll say some shit. I ain't talking about with no females, you know. He'll blurt shit out there, you know, that's made in the group chat. And God and everybody sitting right there. He's like, bro, like, I put that shit in the group for me. Like, oh, my bad. I fucked up. I had a derail moment. That's him all. So tell me, Twin, they never did that.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You know, we talk all kinds of shit to each other. I mean, in the group, you know.
That's funny.
Especially when we get together, but God damn.
Yo, overall, though, man, I feel like if you that insecure the way you can't have your significant other in the room, you either got the wrong significant other, one, or y'all just don't need to have people over to your house. Because it shouldn't be that way where you can't have somebody in the same room as you. Y'all, I mean, you and your people in the room watching football. I mean, if it's something that y'all doing that person don't want to do, of course, yeah, go in the room. Like, if my wife was to have a book club over to the house, or she invited a bunch of her friends over to watch Greenleaf or some shit, I'm going to the room. I don't want to watch that shit. I don't want to see freaking pastors having sex with their damn congregation while they wife at work and shit. I don't want to watch that shit. But if they want to come over to the house and kick it while I'm watching some damn football, and they want to sit in the living room and talk and damn Monday Night Football on, I'm not leaving. I'm staying right here, and I'm going to be all in y'all conversation while I'm watching this football too.
And see, and that was, because I guess insecure. That was the point that I wanted to see come from it. Because when I first saw the post, I was like, who is that insecure that when their boys come over, they don't want their, like, I mean, I get that you may not want your girl there, but if you don't want her there, why is she there in the first place? Because realistically, your boys are going to probably come over a good bit, or you're going to be in situations where you and her may be out, and your boys are going to meet you somewhere. And so if you don't want her in the room with you at your own house where y'all live together, then why would you want her out with you in public? So why is she your girl to start off with?
So there's...
What?
I say this too, like, with all y'all, you know, wives and everything, like, you know, I know, well, these, your wife, me and her, not as interactive as, you know, Megan and Lamp. But at the end of the day, you know, we know each other. We straight. We cool. Like, it's just certain parts of Warren that y'all wives don't need to see, that y'all get of me that they don't need to see. You know what I'm saying? It's a certain respect that I'm going to give them out of respect for y'all. But in your house, how in the fuck could I make you feel like you need to tell your wife to leave the same room I'm in and she paying bills in this motherfucker? You dig what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, that's why I say, like, it's just something.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Out of respect for you, dude, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I said, it changed the mood, so I can get, like, him going to keep it separate or whatever. Especially twin, you know what I'm saying? I can get that. But at the same time, like, in her own house, nah, you tripping.
And that's what I know, like, I've always said, like, it's one thing if Like, in our case, like, if your girl, she's in the room, and you said, oh, the fellas are about to come over, and she'd be like, oh, well, I'm going to go ahead and go in the room because, you know, I want to give you your, I want to give you time to be alone with your boys where y'all can just cut up however you want. It's one thing if she says that, but it's another thing if your boys come in and they're sitting down in the living room and you look over at your girl and you be like, hey, babe, you think you can go in the other room? Like, to me, that's like you basically telling your girl, hey, we about to talk about some shit that I don't think you need to be listening to.
Yeah.
And I ain't got no time to deal with, like, you know, trying to explain myself to you on the back end. So go on, get. So that's where, to me, like, I was like, it's stupid. Because it sounds like this dude, he was saying he expects for his girl to leave the room when his boys come. Not a situation of she makes the choice to go on her own. But it's like he's basically telling her, hey, my boy's gonna get the fuck out. So that's where I saw the real problem at.
I'll be honest, my lady listen to these podcasts, and this is a direct message to you. If you and your girl ever tell me to go to the motherfucking room, just know I'm gonna have a fucking recorder in there. I'm gonna have my ear to the door. I'm gonna be all up in y'all shit. You think I'm going? So I'm just giving you a fair one. Ain't no motherfucking way. What y'all got to talk about? I can't hear. You know what I'm saying? Y'all better take y'all ass wild wing.
She I ain't even leaving.
Still my ass right there on that
I'm
chair.
I'm right here. What we talking about? Huh? What we talking about?
But
what y'all whispering
with
about?
That being said, we're now gonna move on to the new exciting topic where we basically are gonna give
this shit about to be fun here.
Mr. Post, Twin, we give him Mr. Twin crown. Himself. His soapbox here in the Lion's Den to where he gets to rant and rave about whatever it is he wants. So, Mr. Twin, the floor is all yours.
First of all, let's talk about this receipt headline, nigga. As you sit, machine already. Let that motherfucking receipt, yo. Let him receive. All this good shit y'all got to make a nigga like, y'all got some good shit now. Fuck the niggas up. They got a headline. Stop doing that shit. Let's start there.
This motherfucker came in like
Oh, shit. Yeah. Let's start. Second.
No.
Say what?
So I take it you in with, I take you in with no. The new dots.
Kill a goddamn dot maker.
New dots that they put on people's head.
Your shit gone is gone. Get a body, grow a beard. Keep it moving.
This motherfucker.
Oh, God. Damn. Second, let's talk about these NFL players. This flag football, it ain't even NFL no more.
Okay.
Y'all playing a game where y'all know it's aggressive. It's physical. Stop acting like bitches. Can't hit the quarterback. So you can't lay
what
the
part,
out.
What part you mad at?
None of that. You know what you signed up for.
This is quite interesting.
Wait, was I not supposed to curse? Hey, you ain't tell me that. My
man, this sounds like a motherfucker. Here, this is interesting. This is think.
That fucking sense.
First of all, I ain't got no fucking sense. So.
We've been cursing the whole time. This is quite interesting.
Clearly.
You got anything else to piss you off, Antoine?
FanDuel. For your FanDuel players, it's a scam. It's a fucking scam. How you up $800 one day and 1 second, then you down $250?
Bro, I'm getting my ass.
I'm about to say fuck this shit.
Day long. I lie to you not.
Right, I'm done my rant for the day.
Bro,
twin anger levels is like on 1,000.
I'm getting dropped off all year.
So y'all gave me a moment. I had to shine for a second. I ain't gonna have my own segment. I gotta do this again, so I gotta have shit written down so I can be ready.
But Twin came out like Machine Gun Kelly to start. The motherfucker came straight out of his head. First off, fuck y'all niggas and y'all receding hairline.
Receding hairlines.
Dear God.
You
had your moment. It's gone. Bye.
I want to throw some shit out there too. That's a 6-link chromosome, and it comes from your mama. So for everybody out there thinking that they gonna be bald because they daddy bald, or you know, the daddy side got it. He got it from his mama, and you get it from your mama. Just throwing that out there.
I mean, I'm good. I'm just talking about for the repeated headline, Negroes.
No, I just, you know, dropping
a
little information on, you know, some
folks,
whatever.
Boy, Twin don't give a goddamn about no science.
Fuck. You right. Speaking of, he's an information, everyone.
Whoa, Lord, why you say that?
See how they give out degrees? They just give them out.
See, the irony of the situation is y'all ain't in the group.
I ain't, you know, y'all really not.
I ain't shooting no fucking shot. I mean, no throwing no daddy though.
Oh, you do the fuck out that one.
I just told everybody you was an English major, bro. That's all I did.
You really ain't said nothing too bad. You the one that kind of flagged yourself to him when you said they giving degrees to anybody.
Hey, they
you
do.
You flagged yourself.
Shit happens.
Yeah. Well, get a tray. Well,
yeah, I gotta get a tray, ladies and gentlemen.
Boy, hell no, you ain't getting another Lions then for a minute after that, yeah. Motherfucker. You just now came out like you been damn shooting your shot like you Steph Curry from half court. Just you came out blazing. Oh hell yeah!
Nah, he's Steph Curry when he put him out.
So much anger. Receding hairlines.
Bruh, I ain't even know how to retire this shit, though.
Bitch-ass football players can't take hits. And the fuck fan do. Goddamn. Twin just went against everybody.
This is my Sunday today. My Sunday.
I seen that. It's in that. I'm telling you, that motherfucker waiting with that mic in his hand. For letting us say go.
Nah, I would have had more shit. I got put on the spot. So I'm like, the last thing I was thinking about was that shit.
I got them.
So now it's all my. I feel a little better now. I feel I can see good.
I feel my goddamn crown when you start talking.
Bro, the anger he had when he brought up that receding hairline, I died. I legit died for a minute there. I died inside.
Yeah, you know how long it took a nigga to get waves? Y'all niggas get some shit glued on like that. Fuck y'all niggas.
Oh man.
had a brush for fucking hours. And y'all just get it glued on in 2 seconds.
Full lace. Hey,
lace front.
Speaking
ass
of lace front, Beezy. How yeah, the fuck full, that man went from his front, hair looking like that to damn having them twists, bro?
Goddamn Killmonger.
How the fuck it happened though?
Fuck him
they
too.
They shaved the middle of that motherfucker head. He had the George Jefferson.
That's how you kill.
Like
that's how you kill the receding hairline.
How?
That's all it takes.
Jesus.
Hey, this shit kind of off the wall glue, here, bro. That's all. I just thought about. I was going to shave his head and put the fucking. The dreads up there.
Yeah, that's not going to
happen. Bro, I don't know why this shit crossed my mind. Cause y'all picked the twin bald headed though. Y'all remember that little turtle like Rocko's Modern Life?
Silver.
I swear that's what that motherfucker looked like.
Silver. Bro, Rocko used to be my show, bro. Rocko used to be
like,
my
why
show.
Why do you know that thing's name?
Silver.
What
as soon as Warren started saying name? When Warren had said he looked as soon as Warren had said he looked like the turtle thing off of Rocko's Modern Life, I saw Philbert with the glasses saying I'm nauseous. Oh shit.
That man said Philbert.
Oh man.
Oh Oh, God. Well, folks, well, y'all just heard.
Oh, my God.
Who just went on his rant. He's just been compared to Filbert. So if none of y'all actually know what Filbert looks like, go to your Google right now. Type in Filbert Rocco's Modern Life. And if Twin had on glasses and had a bald head, that is Twin. Oh, God. Oh, God. Bro, we drank way too much today.
Yeah, dog.
Oh, shit. We drank way too much today. But, well, we want to thank you guys for listening today. This has been another exciting episode with the Talking Animals podcast. Clearly, you've heard that Twin just completely fucking dislikes motherfuckers with receding hairlines. Big Cat Cheetah feels as though Tekashi 6ix9ine has R. Kelly type case. this has just been wild. But as we always tell you, you're going to get the wildest of takes from just some of the hottest of topics. But once again, we want to thank you guys for listening in. Thank you for always tuning in. We enjoy hearing back from you guys. Check us out on our Facebook page, Talking Animals Podcast. Check us out on our Instagram page, once again, Talking Animals Podcast. You can even reach us on Twitter at DaZoo8. That, again, it's at DaZoo8. But once again, just keep listening. Let your friends know. Let your family members know. And we appreciate you, and you guys have a good one.